Joining me on the phone from the Redmond Police Department, Lieutenant April Huey. Thank you very much. I appreciate this. We're excited to talk about the night out, the national night out coming to Redmond on Tuesday. What is this all about, April?
Well, we are excited as well. The Redmond Police Department, we look forward to this event every year. This is our ninth year of doing National Night Out. And it's just a really great event for the Redmond Police Department to meet the members of our community and talk about safety and really meet each other on those positive terms and good times when everybody's having a good mood and having a good time.
Now, this is a national event that takes place with law enforcement throughout the country, but obviously it's all about the local community. So what locals are we going to be seeing there from local law enforcement?
Absolutely, yes. This is a nationally recognized program. And like I said, I believe Redmond was the first agency within Central Oregon to kind of start this event. And it is open to a lot of our community partners. So the Sheriff's Office, the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office will be there. Central Oregon Chaplains will be there. I know our victim assistance will be there. Oregon State Police will be there with their Fish and Wildlife trailer. Redmond Fire and Rescue will be there. St. Charles will be there, Mosaic Medical, a lot of community partners like Kiwanis, a lot of different banks, and just a lot of community partners there to talk about all the resources and safety for our community.
Lieutenant April Huey from the Redmond Police Department talking about the National Night Out. It's going on Tuesday the 4th, Centennial Park in Redmond. So it sounds like with everything there, it's really going to be busy and hopping at Centennial Park on that Tuesday. What else is going on there? We've got some food, drinks, and other kinds of fun?
Yes. The event is free for the whole entire family. We have hot dogs, Costco hot dogs, to actually clarify that. And then Kona Shave Ice, we have produce from Ryan's Produce. We have live demonstrations from our canines. We have live music by Precious Bird. They're a great band. They've been supporting this event for many years. And they come and they play, and everybody dances around. You might even see an officer throw in a couple moves. And we have a drone demonstration this year. There's bouncy houses. There's duck races. We have face painting and caricature artists that are available. And you can even dunk a cop in our dunk contest or challenge an officer to a donut eating contest.
I like it. Either one there sounds like a lot of fun. And as you said, it is free to attend. It sounds like just a big festival type of atmosphere, April.
It is. It's a big party in the park, basically at Centennial Park. The food is all free. You just have to, maybe stand in line for a few minutes and everything. But while you're doing that, the band will be playing, and then you can go visit all the different booths. And it's just a really great opportunity for the community to meet the men and women who serve Redmond and work hard to keep us safe.
It's the National Night Out at Centennial Park in Redmond. We're talking with Police Lieutenant April Huey. And yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. It is about, just regular folks. A lot of times people will have to see a law enforcement officer on what is that person's worst day. This is about being the fun day and meeting law enforcement in sort of a different manner, right?
That is exactly it, and I think it's just as important for the officers as it is for the community. It's great for the community to meet us on a time that they're having a great time and having fun, but it's also great for officers to remember this is the normal public, the general community. They're people just like the rest of us, and there are good people out there. And so it really keeps us grounded in having those positive interactions and helping us just have a broader perspective when we're doing our enforcement.
And you'll have the canine demos. I love the canine demos. I love it. Watching those dogs are amazing. Anything that they can do. And who is up maybe for the dunk a cop? Is that do officers have to draw straws to get in that tank, or how does that work?
We do signups. Chief Lewis usually always participates in that. We have, I think, the sheriff's office is also putting in a deputy. And then, we just do signups. So whoever's willing to get a little wet and have a good time signs up, and you get to throw some balls and see who gets to get wet.
And you said also we've got Central Oregon's favorite band, Precious Bird, playing live for us.
Yes, live. And like I said, they are so fantastic to work with. They've come every year, and they're just a lot of fun.
It's a great time. Let's run it down again, please, Lieutenant Huey from the Redmond Police Department. When is the National Night Out?
National Night Out is a free, fun family event. At Centennial Park, August 4th from 6 to 8 p.m., where we have a free barbecue, hot dogs, chips, ice, Kona Shave Ice, live music, fun activities for the whole family, canine demonstrations, police and fire vehicles on display for children and families to explore, and lots of community partners to talk about their resources and community safety.
Sounds like it's going to be a great time. Lieutenant Huey, thank you so much. I appreciate this.
Yes, thank you so much. Please invite everybody to come. We also added this year a coloring contest. So you can email me for a coloring contest picture and then submit it by 3 p.m. on August 3rd. And a winner, we have stuffed canines that look like our patrol canines. So encourage people to participate in our coloring contest as well.
Oh, I love that. Kids and adults can color. Is that right?
Yes. We have all different age groups.
All right. Very good. Lieutenant April Huey, Redmond Police Department, the National Night Out coming Tuesday. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Hope to see everybody there.